you know, in season and out of season, we remain the same because He's the same. Same power. I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. Because I've felt it, I know it's there. There's clouds in front of it sometimes that try and bring doubt. I feel a Holy Ghost rage in me. I don't know how else to describe it this morning. In this sense, He is not getting ground that we have gained. There is ground this morning that the enemy is after because it's holy ground. There's power on the ground. There's authority on this ground. It's a place where you take off your shoes and you know it's not my power and it's not my might. But through the grace of God and hearts that are yielded, we've gained ground. And we're not giving it up. And Caleb was a man after 40 years in a wilderness, came round and he said, I'm still gaining the ground that God has promised me. Nobody's getting my mountain. This is my mountain. This is my promise. Giants, you're coming down. I'm coming up. I'm old, but it's the same strength, same God, same power. Move! To glory to God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And we need a tenacity in our spirits. Young people, staff, be strong, look up. Our redemption is near. This is not our home. We are privileged to do our work for God, but we must gain ground. Can you say amen this morning? Can you feel the Spirit stirring you up this morning? Yes, God, I am weak, but your promises are yea and amen. They're not my promises. I'm not just trying to stir myself up this morning. This is not the word of a man. These are not the words of a mere mortal. Not the words of a man. It wasn't the idea of a man what you're hearing. This is the words of God. This is a word with power and authority. It's no words coming from politicians who can't keep what they say and have no power in their words. Or in any country, this is the word of God. And I just feel strong this morning that we are gaining ground. Not only are we going to keep our ground this morning, we're going to gain more. Hallelujah. You're looking at me as if to go, that would be great. But we are. I'm not making faith statements. I'm not trying to stir us up. I'm passionate about what I feel in my spirit this morning. That God is saying, no, we're gaining ground. And we don't lose it, but we want to go on from strength to strength. I can run over a wall. I can run through a troop. Because of my God. With this faith we can overcome. With this faith we move mountains. With this faith. I want to tell you friends, I got up this morning. I didn't feel like preaching. I didn't feel like doing anything. But really, you need to take yourself on and tell your flesh, I don't care what you feel. You're coming with me. You're going to praise God this morning. You're going to lift your hands this morning. Don't tell me what to do. There's a resurrected power in me. Now get away from me. Leave me alone. Force yourself to dance. Force yourself and lift your hands and say, God, this is not about me. And I'm glad Pastor Tim finished with the Father this morning because I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on the Father as we did yesterday. I just want to continue that theme from the prodigal brother. That, friends, if you would know what's in the Father's heart for us this morning, I don't think there can be anything more disappointing for me as a father to have stuff for my son and he can't receive it. There's nothing I would do for Ethan. I'd die for him. I want him to know what's in my heart. I don't want him to ever doubt my love for him. You see, he's my son. See, if he, I don't know where he's going to end up, but if he ended up in a gutter, lying, smashed and wrecked, even if you took a DNA swap for him, he would still be my son. They say, this is the son of Jay Fallon. And my heart would be the same for him. And we are judging God by how we feel, our own definition of God, how we feel in our heart about ourselves. We think that's how God feels about us. But His ways are higher than our ways. He is a good God. And He's got gifts for you. He is not mad at you this morning. The wrath that I deserved, the anger that I deserved, He crossed His son. And I'm not letting that sacrifice go into some annulment I'm going to download everything into my spirit by grace and by faith that the Father wants me. I want to bring joy to my Father by saying, yes, Lord, I'll have it all because you gave your all that I could receive it all. I want to honor my Father by saying yes to him. Do you? And the prodigal brother, the older brother never knew that. He was in the, if the devil can't get you out of the house, he'll make you religious in the house. He'll make you miserable in the house. I'll tell you, one of the signs of maturity, and you know your Father and what God has for you, is a thankful heart. There's nothing worse than a grumbling spirit. If I see somebody still grumbling after 10 years, I think you are not growing spiritually. You want to avoid them. How are you today? Well, how long have you got? You think, I wish I never asked. God is bigger than that. Come on, let's bring it right down to ground. You can pray in tongues and sound like an angel, but how is your attitude? How is your heart this morning? Saying, God, I opened the fridge this morning where I'm living. And you know what? There was milk in it. There was food in that fridge. And the room was warm. And I put on clean clothes. And I've got my health. And I just started to praise God because I felt hell was against me this morning. But I just started to shake it off. And I opened the fridge and I went, look, God, you've given me food this morning. I just do that kind of stuff. You'd be glad you weren't in that room. You'd have thought, who's in there? I know you think, come on, do I take it higher than that? But I looked at my shoes and I thought, man, I've got shoes this morning. I put my shoes on. I put my clothes on. I looked at my watch and I thought, I've got a watch. At one time I would have sold this. Now I'm wearing it. Thank you, Lord. God, you're a good God. Father, you're amazing. Hallelujah. I just stir myself up in the Lord. Maybe you've just got me at a bad time, but I feel all stirred up. I'm raging at the enemy this morning for robbing the people of God of the presence of Christ when the blood was shed for us to have this and a victory in Jesus' name. And the older brother, he's in the house. He's a brilliant laborer. He's brilliant. He's a hard worker. He's faithful. He's a hard worker. He does everything the Father tells him. But friends, he'd done everything with the wrong heart. Because he didn't know the Father. He didn't know his heart. He didn't know the Father's heart. And when the enemy can get you to doubt the love of God, when he can get you to doubt the Father's heart towards you, he's going to get you on rocky ground. The enemy's wanting to get you to a place where you feel vulnerable. He wants you to make you think that God doesn't love you. He puts doubts in you. This is a real battle in your heart, a real war in your heart. And when the younger brother came home, you know, he didn't even know how to celebrate with him because he didn't know the Father's heart. He didn't know the Father. This was a backslider coming back, if you want, or a son coming back who had wrecked everything. I know there's nothing suspicious in the Father's heart, is there? You know, he's no like us. Somebody comes back and we go, well, you know, we'll give them 10 weeks to make sure they're really back. Wouldn't it be great just to come, somebody comes through the door and you just love them and there's nothing suspicious. Even if their heart's no right, we've got the love of God in our hearts for them. Wouldn't it be great if they come back and everybody just started dancing? They'd be like, wow, what a return. Instead of going, where have you been? I knew that would happen. Sit at the back until we feel that you're better. Wouldn't it be great if you came back? After being backslidden and wrecked and people, you come in the doors and people just started dancing and going, man, he was dead, but now he's alive again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of, there's a robe, there's a ring, and you're sitting there going, robe and a ring? I'll give you a robe and ring. I've been hoovering in this carpet for years and I've been faithful. I've not even been thanked for doing this. Oh, it reveals the heart. It reveals the heart. Let me read something to you from Jonah. You don't have to turn there. But it's in Jonah chapter 4. And I'm going to finish with 10 minutes with this. I want you to know the Father's heart. And I want you to know your heart. You need to know the Father's heart. And you need to make sure that when you're serving in the house, you're serving with the right attitude. We need to examine our heart. If this is revival, God needs to examine our heart. That's what you do at communion. Examine yourself. You're making sure, I've got the heart, I've got the love of God in me. I've got the grace of God in me. Remember how fallen we were. You know, no. How can I put it? Let me put it like this. You know, we judge people because they don't sin like us. It's the heart. Listen to this in Jonah. Jonah chapter 4 says this. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, was not this what I said when I was in my country? I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and a merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." I read that this morning, and as I was speaking about the father and speaking about the prodigal his brother and speaking about the heart of God, I thought, God, Jonah, why did you use a reluctant man? Why did you, of all the prophets in Israel, of all the people you could have picked, you knew he was going to do a runner. You knew he didn't want to go to Nineveh. And by the way, there's a bit of me who doesn't blame him. They were nailing people to the wall. They're the most vicious people you've ever met in your life. They were burning people. They were nailing people to the front of their walls. They were crazy. But God loved them. And I said, why did you use a reluctant prophet with all the men you could have used? Why did you use such a reluctant man? And it came back to me. And I'm going to share it with you. It gives you the answer. He knew my heart more than anybody else. I'd rather use a man who was reluctant, but knew my heart. He went, I know what you're like. I know if I go there, they're going to repent, because you're a God of love. You're a Father of love and kindness. You're a God of grace. I know what you're like. And God said, I would rather use a reluctant man who knows my heart than a theological, legalistic man who preaches correctly, but he doesn't have my heart. I'd rather use a reluctant man because I want the world to see my heart. I want this world to know I'm not angry at you. I want this world to know there's a God who loves you. Your creator has a plan and purpose for every man, woman and child. Does God care any less for New York City than he did for Nineveh? Does he care any less for New York or Glasgow or Scotland or Pennsylvania or the United States? You tell me, does God feel any different today for these cities than he did for Nineveh? And I want to tell you, if you're going to be a strong net, if you're going to be used by God, then I'll tell you, the man God uses is a man who knows the heart of the Father. You lay down your own prejudice of race and color for the love of God. You lay down your own favoritism. You lay down what you think's best. You're laying down. You think, God, send me somewhere. You've cleansed me. Isaiah said, you've cleansed me. You've touched me. Who will go? And he said, send me, Lord. I was a reluctant preacher. I was a reluctant young man. God, I can't do this. God, I don't want to do this. I had prejudice in my heart. I had things in my heart. But I'll tell you one thing I did know. And it's not a boast. I knew the heart of God because it touched my life. I knew how wretched I was. If I told you my life, I don't think you could take it. I'll tell you, there's testimonies that you can tell about, and then there's some that are X-rated. It's just between you and him. It's the darkest, horriblest, filthy things in the heart that's been cleansed, that's not for public consumption, that there's a God, no matter how dirty this world is, no matter how filthy it is, there's a touch of Christ that can make you clean and make you whole. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Hallelujah! The power of God, the love of the Father. Oh God, help us, the love of the Father. So many don't know it. And the devil would love to keep you there on that ground. But yesterday we gained ground. And I've got I've woke up with a rage in me. I'm not shouting to bring the anointing. I don't need to bring it. God's called me. I'm telling you what's in my heart. I'm shouting it out because I want the enemy to hear it. Leave us alone. God has bought us at a price. We belong to God. He's my Father. He has saved me. And I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. That's why these men could stand in heaps. Even it says when there's bad news comes, the righteous will not fear. That's how a man could sit in a heap and lost his children and lost his business and lost everything. And he could say, I know my Redeemer lives. The devil knows there's power when you know your Father loves you. Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. He knows there's power. Because, you know, I can't even love myself sometimes. But I'll tell you, I know His love is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know it's unconditional to this wretched man. And it gives me strength. Do you know Him? Are you busy? We are living in an age where a church is being busy and busier and busier for a God she knows less and less of. We're busy doing things for God when there's besetting sins that can't be broken because we don't really believe. How could He love me? It's time to grow up. Can I say that in love? I didn't want it to sound. It came out. Grow up. Come on. There's a world out there who needs to see the love of God. The love of the Father. The power of the Spirit. And Jonah said, isn't it great, Jonah? He ran away. I'll tell you, if you know the heart of God, I'll tell you, God won't let you go. He'll put a sat-nav on. He'll say, I'm going to get you back to where you should be with all your reluctancy because I don't know anybody who knows me the way you do. I'm going to use your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual sat-nav. They never had cars in those days, so he put them in a whale and brought them back. Spat them up on the shore. I think, God, just leave them alone. Let them go. Look at them. It's like God saying, I can't. I don't know anybody else who knows my heart like this man. I need to get him to a people. Nobody can reveal my heart like him. Don't wait till you're perfect for God to use you. That'll get sorted out on the way. Listen, I fled to Tarsus, for I know that you are gracious and a merciful God, slow to anger, abundant in love and kindness, and one who relates from doing harm. Hallelujah. Is anybody happy about that this morning? I don't know about you. But I'm going to just simply start believing. Father, you're good. Father, you want to bless my life. I mean, if He sent His Son, do you want to know how valuable you are to the Father? Do you want to know how loved you are by God? Think of everything in creation He made. And then think of this. Think of this. He became one of us. He became a human being. Said, I'm going to give you access. I can take you behind a curtain. I can take you to a place where you can get fellowship with the Father. And you'll never be able to earn it. And you could never fast enough to get it. And you could never pray enough to get there. All those things are spiritual disciplines. He said, no, I'm going to die on a cross. And I'm going to impute my righteousness to you. And you have as much right as access to the Father as I did because it is my righteousness. I'm not letting them die for nothing.
I'm not letting Christ die for nothing. I'm not letting the enemy rob me of my precious Savior's every drop of blood. I'm going to walk on every bit of ground that he shed his blood to put my feet on. I'm going to go into every dark alley and every dark corner where the worst of sin is, and I want to bring a light and shine it in there through the power of the Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you, the man and woman that God's going to use, the one who's going to have strong nets, are the ones who know the Father's heart. Or you end up with nasty shepherds who don't know his heart and just scold everybody and just control everyone. Nasty shepherds. I pray God remove every one of them. There's no tenderness. No kindness. They walk in, they walk out, they don't touch people anymore. I'm going, I was in a church of 1,500 and I was one of the pastors. I'll finish with a story. I've got a lot of stories because maybe I had a lot of failings. Maybe it's just because my heart, I don't know, but it was 1,500 in the church and I was one of the pastors. It was a big church. It was a lovely time of ministry for me and Fiona. And I had my own office. I'd never had an office before, own office. I mean, a PA would come in and say, would you like me to type your sermons? Well, I thought I would love it. Never had a PA. I was like, come in with a coffee to say, do you want anything else done this week? I just played cool, but I was like, wow. You know, you kind of kid on. It's, oh, yeah, yeah. Would you like a coffee? Coffee, yeah. Typing out my sermons, putting them up. I'd up, preach, 1,500 people, then speak to the youth. 2 years went by and a drug addict walked into my office. And he said, can you help me? And I sat there and I looked at him and I phoned through a few places. And I said, sorry, can't find anywhere for you. And he left. And I looked out the window and God spoke to me. He said, you used to weep for men like that. You now love preaching more than you love people. And I broke on a shag pile carpet in an office. That office became like a dungeon to me. I thought, get me out of here. 2 weeks later, they were looking for somebody to pioneer the first teen challenge rehab in Scotland. In the middle of nowhere, I went from preaching to almost 1,000 people once a month to the back of beyond of nowhere, and I never preached for a year. And I opened a rehab, and it's still open today. Hundreds have went through it and been saved. It's where my son was born. It was in Scotland, even that alone. And that guy came into my office. He was from Birmingham. When I opened the rehab, I drove back to Birmingham, and I found him, and I brought him to Teen Challenge. I found him, and I just saw his mother the other week when I was preaching in the same church, and he said he's doing well. I thank God for that with all my heart. God could have left me there, and I would have been preaching away. But I'll tell you, I never preached for a year, and God brought me to a place. It's not about ministry, it's not about this. It's about knowing me. And then after a year, I got invited to a small church and I preached. And I preached my heart out. I'd learned the well had been dug deeper. And I was able to bring manna out. And then things didn't matter that I thought did matter. Do you know the Father heart? I'd rather use a reluctant man who knew my heart. Let the world see him through our lives. Let your light shine. But first of all, I'll finish with this. I went on long enough, I think. I implore you to believe how much you're loved. See, when you keep yourself in the love of God, I'll tell you, very few things can move you. When the enemy comes with his lies, they will dissolve. The fiery darts will dissolve because you know that's not truth. This is truth. That's a lie. A lie puts you in bondage, but the truth sets me free. I'll tell you, God, there's nothing good in me that God could love. I apart from that He made me, He called me, He chose me, and He poured His love in me. I don't deserve it. And so many times I've been like Jonah. But I can honestly say, I think I know his heart, and that's why I was able to walk out of that office, go up to the man and say, I'm leaving here to start a team challenge, because I don't ever want to lose that for people. When backsliders come in, I don't want to be, yes, there's discipline in the church. Yes, there's boundaries for life that are, you know, constantly not sown fruit. But I want to give every backslider a chance never to slide away again and put a robe around him, put things on his feet and say, no, the gift of God is without repentance. Come on. I mean, if we just got all the backsliders back in the church, there'd be revival. If we let them know how much they're loved, they're sitting in bars and Christians are going, well, you know, that's what you get. You shouldn't have done that, rather than loving them. People are saved from heroin addiction. Prostitutes are saved, and they might have a cigarette outside the church and somebody's walking by and going, you shouldn't smoke. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you what made me put down drugs. I'll tell you what made me put down cigarettes. I'll tell you what put down wild living. The love of God. And if you put it down for the love of God, you'll never pick it back up again. In Jesus' name. Don't be in the house and not know the Father. I dare you to be relentless today and say, I'm not losing ground. Every drop of blood that was shed to forgive this wretch, I'm gaining ground. And I'm going to be like Caleb. 40 years from now, I'm still going to be saying, that's my mountain. These are the promises of God. And I'm going to run with all of my might that Christ gives me. In Jesus' name, can you say amen? Amen. Let's stand for a moment. Can I just have the young lady on the piano? Lord, why did you use Jonah? Why did you use a reluctant man? He said, I didn't know anybody in Israel. Now, obviously, this is not in the Bible. This is, if you allow me to just think, because I couldn't get the internet. I couldn't find out how many prophets there were in Israel at that time. But I know there was a lot. And somehow he found somebody. He said, I don't know anybody who's suited for Nineveh more than him. Nobody can reveal my heart more than this man to these wicked, horrible people. And when he went, one man with a heart of God, reluctant, and a city. Can you imagine the single parents that are in cities right now, sent the kids to school, and there's a lady over a sink, husband's walked out and had an affair. Think, I never signed up for this. Young men, 19, it's so dark in the room, and they're thinking, nobody loves me, I'll just end it today. I've had friends who have ended it. I've had family members who ended it like that. Despair, no hope. I'm not saying we can get everybody had, but I tell you, I want an army of young people, flames of fire, saying, if you're going to make your way to hell, you're going to need to get by us. You're going to need to get by a church that's spirit-filled. You're going to need to get by a church that's sending missionaries to every corner of the earth. You're going to need to get by whatever. We're going to put lamps. My servants are flames of fire. No, I'm not pitching out a picture of despair. No, not in your life. No, I'm doing the opposite. What I'm saying is, we've got the answer. We've got the answer to the cause. These politicians' voices are going to fail your nation and mine. There's some good voices, but they're not got the power to do what only He can do. And I want to tell you, the world's not against this. There's young people out there who want something to die for. There's young people out there who want something to live for. There's young people out there. The harvest is ripe. There's people who want to hear the gospel. It's not all bad. Hallelujah. The light of God has come into the world. He's building churches all over the world. There's revivals in China, revivals in
It's not the last days. And if it is the last days, then let's go even faster. Let's run harder. Hallelujah. Is anybody in the mood for a fight? Is anybody in the mood for a fight? Summit, young people, stand up and fight. Be Joshua's and Caleb's and Deborah's. They were only people. They weren't the heroes of the faith then. They were just ordinary people who said yes. And now we read them as heroes of faith. But they started off somewhere in a tent, somewhere in a house. And they said, yes, I believe Jay Fallon's life can make a difference and make a dent. I refuse to think I'm just throwing pebbles. No, I'll tell you, I believe. And the enemy would have his, oh, look at you, you're weak. What are you doing? Nothing's happening. But that's a lie. God is moving. He's always at work. Right now in the world, I want you to think about this. Right now in the world, somebody's going to the front of an altar and saying yes, God, and giving their life. Right now, there's a revival somewhere where there shouldn't be a revival, and 100 people are coming forward and going, yes, Lord. He's building his kingdom. It's advancing. And I want to be in that advance. Oh, the heart of the Father. His heart towards you is beyond what you can think and imagine. And you can't get it down by just knowledge alone. I know you love me, I know it. But it's a revelation knowledge. And then what happens is faith gets mixed with belief. And that faith in God. And I believe you, God. You got a plan and purpose for me. And I'm telling you that my best story is okay. So I don't want you to think, well, you've had a great life. I have failed as well. And God has been gracious to me. I've not always been walking in victory. But God has been gracious in spite of me. So I don't want you to think, I can't reach there, wherever there is, because I'm not there. I'm here. I'm with you. I got up this morning, I didn't want to move the quilt. If I'd been home, I might have even stayed under it. But I thought, no, you lie. Get away from me. Get away from me. I just started thinking about the blood. I just started thinking about the Father. I thought, you liar, man. I tell you, it didn't take me long. I really did open the fridge. And I looked at my shoes and I thought, God, I've got milk and there's bread there. You've been so good to me. Wow, I've got bread and milk. And I just started getting a joy about having food in my fridge. God just used it to stir me. I started getting stirred. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do I know the Father? I know we need to go, but this one last thing. I'm going to talk about celebrating. Here's a sign of spiritual maturity. When you can celebrate when people run by you, when you can celebrate when other people get blessed, when you can celebrate what other people get and they don't deserve it, that's the worst type. And you're sitting there and you're going, whoa. And you're almost pretending, you're like, God bless you. And you're just cleaning away and you're going, oh, that's great that he got that promotion. Oh, God! But when you break through that and God gives you the grace and God gives you the love and you know the Father's heart, God, let everybody run by me for your glory, for your honor, whatever's best for your kingdom. If it means me being demoted and somebody getting premoted, then whatever's best for your kingdom. Thy will be done. Thy will be done, Father. In Jesus' name. It's all going to be reduced to this one prayer. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. David said, I'd rather be a doorman in your presence than a king who you turn and hide your face. Let's pray then. Simply this. If you can honestly say, you need to be honest. God, some of the things Pastor said are in my heart, but I'm willing to shake them off today by your grace. I'm willing to celebrate with those who don't even deserve to be celebrated,
Because you know what? I'm not God and you are. Lord, I've been in the house and I've served you, but my heart, there's things in it. But if I want to experience the full reward of your presence and live in it, I need to shake this stuff off. And it's no self-effort. Well, I'm going to put this down. No, you're just coming saying, God, you know my heart. Will you change the way you touch me? Again. There's something about celebration. Anybody want to celebrate? Anybody want to get to know the Father? Then come through Jesus Christ. You come by faith because there's power in the blood, there's power in the name, and there's power in the word. I love you, says the Lord. If God spoke to you, why don't you come to the front of this altar right now? Right now. Just come and say, Father, I believe your promises in my life. This is not about self-effort. I'm not going to say to you, surrender your life. I'm just going to ask you to believe and say this to yourself. Everything that Jesus died on that cross to give me, I am claiming through the grace of Jesus Christ. When you pray, pray this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If there's somebody you never celebrated with, say, God, I need to be mature, God. God, I'm going to start this celebrating. I'm going to shake some stuff off right now, God. I am going to be like Caleb. I am not going to lose ground to my flesh, the devil, or the world. No, I'm going to claim the promises you've told me. Things that God has told us. Some promises have conditions to them, and some are promises. They're unconditional. He said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Now, I'll tell you, there is Nineveh out there. There are cities that need people with a Father's heart, the power of the gospel, the love of Jesus, and the power of the Spirit to go and proclaim the good news. We are not just little dots satisfying our own life in ministry. No, we have been called for a purpose, to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim truth, not to explain it, to proclaim it in authority and anointing through weak, poor, foolish vessels. You and me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against every lie of the enemy sown into young life. I come against feelings that are bringing torment, because perfect love casts out all fear. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, break through dark clouds of unbelief. Break through clouds that come from the past of words that were spoken, and break them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray now for hope to be stirred in every heart, that there is access to the Father through the blood. Somebody right now start to say, I'm not losing ground. Somebody start to celebrate and thank God that you're healthy. Somebody start to celebrate and go through. And if you start to do it, you're going to start to get stirred up. Come on, somebody just start to thank them. Come on, lose your dignity. Somebody is, God, I was in a pit, but now I'm saved. I was a nobody. Come on, start to thank them. God, thank you for food. Thank you for clothes. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for giving me the strength over every fiery dart of the enemy. Your word is true. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to sing in the night again. We're going to dance again. Thank you, Father. Oh, the love of God. The love of God. God has love. God has love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No striving, no begging, just believing. I believe. Strong today, because we are going to have a new strength, because we believe that God wants us. We believe that God wants us. So we're going to leave that new strength. Maturity is not going to be even 10 years from now. You're just going to get mature because you believe. Strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Keep believing, keep running, keep thanking.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, let's just enter into this new place of being immersed in the love of God that breaks bad attitudes. I thank God we are being delivered from a goat religion, because that's what the older brother had. He had a goat religion. He said to his father, "You didn't even give me a goat to celebrate with my friends." And the father said, "All I have is yours." And I thank you, Lord, you're moving against such a narrow, bigoted religion, oh God, that it's a goat religion. And I thank you, God, the love of God is being shed abroad in our heart, oh God. Lord, I thank you. You are telling us, all I have is yours. All I have is yours. All I have is yours. The best I have, my son, is yours. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let the love of the Father and the love of Jesus Christ be shed abroad in our heart. Break bad attitudes, oh God. Break the goat religion. And I thank you, you're doing that right now. Oh, thank you, God. We're not going to be satisfied with just little corner offices. We want the love of God flowing in us, where we live lives of gratitude, so we become so useful that our heads will not go under, oh God, by how we're feeling, but the sun will always be shining in our spirit, the Son of God. I just thank you now for deliverance. I thank you for this word that started, that says we're not going backwards. We're not even keeping the ground. We're moving forward in the ground purchased for us by Jesus Christ. I thank you for the maturity now to be grateful. Oh, I pray every morning we open our eyes and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this food. Thank you for friends. Thank you for this school. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for giving me a heart that wants to change and grow deeper into the love of Christ. So I thank you today, Lord. So, beloved, I just think there's only one response for this, because the Holy Spirit is here and He's putting His hand upon you. And He's breaking up the goat religion, such a narrow-minded view of the Lord, of a bad attitude, of a bad attitude. Because maturity can celebrate. Maturity can lift our hands and worship. Maturity can celebrate when people come home. maturity can celebrate that we are loved, and the ground I have, it moves forward today because you're that great and you're that good, oh God. Now, beloved, I just want to ask you, all those that are saying, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. That goat religion business, that's coming off me. I'm not going to be an older brother so sour in the house of God. I'm going to be a brother. I'm going to be a sister. It's immersed in the love of God. And every day I celebrate you, Jesus, no matter what I feel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Taking off that goat religion. So narrow and can't see you. Thank you today, Lord. You've done something. I'm rising in it. Lord, I'm not staying in my seat. I'm rising. Because there's a cause. And I thank you, oh God. By the power of the Spirit, seal this word. Seal this life. I thank you. We're going to be strong nets. We heard that today. We're going to be strong nets by the grace of God, because the holes of a bad attitude are being mended. And I can be sent into a sea, into a harvest, and those precious fish won't escape because of my bad attitude, because of the hole in the net. Thank you for mending the nets today, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for that, oh God. I pray a fire burn in your people. A fire to love you and to love others. A fire to truly want your heart and share your heart. A fire that doesn't care where we serve, just the privilege to serve consume us. Take away, oh God, goat religion, small thinking, a wrong attitude about ourselves even. Break that off in Jesus' name. And we rise in the love of Jesus Christ. We rise in the love of our Father. We're going to be found celebrating in your house, oh God. We're going to be found celebrating in your house and leaving to share your heart. Lord, only you could do this work. And you are doing this work. For that we are grateful, God. Thank you, Lord. You will always link being grateful and being changed. They're yoked together. Being grateful and being changed. That's where it happens. Now, thank you for the people that we're going to bring change, oh God. We're going to bring change to our circle of influence. We're going to bring change to the way we think. We're going to bring change to the people we know. We're going to bring change to our families. I thank you. No, Lord, I just thank you for the families of these students. I thank you, Lord, by the power of the Spirit, we're going to bring change. We refuse to bow before a loveless religion. We're bringing the love of God. We are bringing the love of God that cannot be conquered. Love never fails. Love never fails. Never fails. Love never fails. The love of God never fails. Thank you. We haven't missed the point by the grace of God. One person in this room will fail to have the testimony of going back from where we came from and seeking that one person so broken, so lost, and so unloved. Send us back where we came from, that we can find that one. Help us now. Finally, Lord, I pray for the grace when we meet the older brother, we'll love him too. It's big enough to love him too. Now, Lord, we commit to you all our ways. We're rising in the power of the Spirit with a new attitude. With a new attitude, grounded by the love of our Father, grounded by the love of God. I pray for a revelation. I pray all this week you reveal the love of God to everyone's heart. And I pray as you release us into ministry, we would be so grounded and filled with the love of God that nothing is impossible. That we see people different, we see ourselves different. And I just thank you for this amazing, amazing new place in our heart of freedom. A new attitude. A new attitude. Receive all the glory, Lord. Receive your glory. Look what you do. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Birth the Spirit. You know, I just want to tell you, God redeems every mistake. If you feel I just want to tell you, in serving God, God redeems every mistake. So don't be afraid when you launch out in the love of God. It makes all things work together for good. Let's break up the fear of moving out in a new spirit with a new heart. He redeems even our mistakes. And if we are slow learning a few things, he redeems our slowness even. Something about the love of God will make us fearless. He redeems everything. Last night, the Lord brought his peace. He brought that word of peace, and it's here again. There's peace here. I thank God for that. Even in the midst of the storm, the peace. Even in the midst of failure, his never failing love. It's a deathless love. It will never die. And so we're changed. I pray a new spirit on this campus that truly reflects the heart of the Father. And there will be so much change in this place. In the place of being kept by the love of God, there's so much powerful change. Now we just commit to you, Lord, what you've deposited in us, knowing you can keep it and seal it. May we operate from this new spirit, O God, this divine exchange. And I just thank you, O God, how patient you are with us and how patient you will be. I just pray, O God, that we can leave this place not coveting to be seen of men so much as wanting to love men and women that you died for. Now I just thank you, God, that when you give us the right focus, life gets filled with peace. And I just thank you, Lord, we are commissioned, Lord, to leave this place, to rise every morning and rejoice in the love of God, to have start out, even if we have to fight for that ground for a minute or two. The devil is so defeated on the ground of the love of God that it will change our attitude. It will change our thinking. Thank you when we're even reluctant like Jonah and Esther. Lord, you still take our failings and our fears and you still redeem it and you make it powerful. So we just say, oh God, in this place with this understanding, we just thank you that we'll be long-suffering with each other. We pray for the mind of Christ for each other. We pray we can leave this place making the difference you died to happen in the hearts of people. And Lord, we'll be true messengers of your heart because we've partaken of it. and received it. Have your way continuing this day. Return us again. Lord, I pray for a hunger and a thirst. I pray that we not just be satisfied, but Lord, I pray we can return 7 o'clock longing to give you glory. I pray this place explode in worship and praise that you so rightly deserve. I pray, Lord, that the love of God will be shed in our heart and we'll be able to have the abundance and the overflow to give to whoever comes in these doors. I pray for a sensitivity, O God, to see people as you see them. I pray no invisible people in our midst, O God. I pray for a hug that heals. I pray for an embrace that says I care. I pray for the richness of the Spirit dwelling in our hearts that we may live in overflow today. Give it away. Return us tonight to celebrate. We say thanks. We say we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.